The British government's emergency committee, known as COBRA, has met one day after the killing of a soldier in southeast London. The committee was chaired by Premier David Cameron, who had to cut short his visit to France following the incident. Defence and Interior ministers attended the meeting, along with intelligence chiefs, the head of Scotland Yard, and London Mayor Boris Johnson. On Wednesday, two attackers reportedly butchered an off-duty British soldier with a knife and a meat cleaver near a military barracks in London's Woolwich neighborhood. The attackers, one of whom has been identified as a Muslim of Nigerian descent, apparently waited for the arrival of the police, who shot them in the legs. They are currently under arrest in a hospital. This is part of what Cameron had to say following the COBRA meeting.
"We're trying to divide us. This country will be absolutely resolute in its stand against violent extremism and terror. We will never give in to terror or terrorism in any of its forms. Second, this view is shared by every community in our country. This was not just an attack on Britain and on the British way of life. It was also a betrayal of Islam and of the Muslim communities who give so much to our country. Thank you."
Cameron's comments on terror and extremism come as the British government has been openly supporting insurgents fighting against the Syrian government. Recently, London said that it is seeking to lift a ban on providing weapons to the insurgents in the war-torn country. William Spring is a contemporary historian who joins us from London. William Spring, of course, what we alluded to there at the end of this news piece is the fact that UK has been adamant, not only in terms of lifting this arms embargo, but of course backing these insurgents whom we've seen commit many atrocities at this point in Syria. Why is it then that the deaths that occur in Syria, not much of a big deal is made out of that compared to what we have seen occur there in London? Not that I'm saying that what occurred in London was something positive. Obviously, it was a horrendous act. But, you know, weighing the two together, obviously one is outweighing the other.
Yes, well, it's a horrendous act, whether it occurs in Damascus or Aleppo or London. And I do think, I agree with you, the absolute double standards of the British government is astonishing. They are prepared to arm, provide the machetes to the Salafist or Al-Qaeda elements, Saudi-backed elements, who are in Syria, seeking to destabilize the government of Syria, whilst they are condemning the same type of behavior in Woolwich. Now, what this is called the NIMBY syndrome, not in my backyard. The British people do not realize the sheer wickedness of the British government. The fact the government would actually want to kill or lead support to those who kill civilians in Syria. And furthermore, we've got a long record of, unfortunately, of killing people in other Arab states, particularly Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya. So there is a whole set of double standards here, which we should make people aware of. This was a terrible act. As you've said, everyone condemns it wholeheartedly, but it was a criminal act. And this means that other similar acts committed elsewhere are also criminal acts. And they should be condemned.
And quickly, if you can, in the larger picture, we're looking at the foreign policy, in this case of UK, kind of, we can make a comparison to what happened in the US in the Boston bombings, where the two brothers, one of them mentioned, well, it's US's foreign policy that has forced us to do this. I mean, how many more of these incidents is it going to take? Hopefully not. To make UK realize that the foreign policy exercise in countries like Syria or in Afghanistan even is going to backfire in terms of having these types of acts occur on their home soil?
Well, of course, all the supposed experts, or most of the experts, like Dame Pauline Neville Jones, Lord Carlisle, and John Reid, who were on Newsnight last night, they continually make the same mistake. They are not making a proper analysis of the problem. And the basic problem is, if you engage in aggressive war, as Britain and America have been engaged in for a number of years, you are going to create enemies. You cannot march into different people's countries, destroy their infrastructure, bomb neighborhoods, murder people like Abu Musa in Baghdad, and expect them people just to sit back and accept it. There are always going to be elements who are going to, you know, rebel against this type of domination by the West of the Middle East. And, you know, we just hope and pray that there will be a new rank of leaders emerge in Britain and America who will look at things in a more rational, less nuanced, a more moral basis, and consider the question of should we do something that we would not like happening here in our own country.
Very well. Thank you so much for that. William Spring, contemporary historian, talking to us from London. It's good to talk to you.